Hope Darst has been leading worship and serving her local church for 15 years. You hear her first single, Peace Be Still, here on Life. How did this song come to us in the middle of a pandemic right when it was needed? Hope Darst is here to share the story. Good morning, Hope.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good, and we're excited to talk to you today.
Oh, it's such an honor to be here. I'm really excited to get to chat with you.
Now, this song sort of was released to radio. We got it right at the beginning of this whole pandemic. Bringing hope, it's bringing peace, it's really ministering. But the story, this song actually started a long time before it, and it seemed like it was God's timing. Can you tell us how this all happened?
Yeah, it has been a crazy journey for this song. We've joked many times that we feel like it has had a life of its own, and I'm on the journey with the song. It's got its own thing happening. And I wrote it 4 years ago with two of my dearest friends, in a season where my co-writer, Mia Fields, had just come back from Israel. She had been believing for years for this particular promise. And when she was in Israel, she actually threw a rock into the Sea of Galilee with the promise written on the rock.
Wow.
It's just really kind of a stake in the ground to be like, God, I'm trusting that you're going to come through and you're going to do what you said you would do. And fast forward about 6 months later, that promise had actually come true in her life. But this particular day, it literally looked like it was going to fall apart. And she walked into the room and she said, I am fighting so much fear and disappointment right now because I feel like this thing is falling apart. And when she said that, it opened up the door for me to be really vulnerable and honest. And I was able to say, you know, I'm actually really battling with a lot of fear myself in this season, a lot of insecurity, a lot of uncertainty. And as we begin to talk about it, we just talked about how, you know, the fear of, there can be waves in our lives, waves of fear, waves of disappointment, that really, if we're not careful, they can drown us. And they can cause us to lose sight of the fact that there is actually a promise that God has given us, that when we feel like the storms of life are kind of taking us under and taking us out, He speaks peace to those waves. He speaks peace to those circumstances. He speaks peace to our hearts and our minds. And that day, we just chose to combat our fear and our disappointment with the promise of God's peace. And we wrote a song for ourselves. I was not a signed artist. I don't even think I would call myself a songwriter in that season.
Wow.
We were just people who really loved Jesus and believed Jesus's word is the actual answer for our lives. And we chose to take His word and really just confess it over our hearts and our minds, believing that it would shift us from disappointment and fear to actually peace and trust. And, you know, we had no idea what we were writing in that room that day. It was really just our showing up and being faithful to really just anchor ourselves in the Word of God. But little by little, that song just began to grow. And we started leading it in our church, and then our church here in Nashville, the Belonging Company, put out a live version, and Lauren Daigle sang the live version, and it just grew and it grew and it grew in the worship community. And fast forward 4 years, God, lots of twists and turns, but somehow very much long after I ever thought it was possible, God brought me into a season where I was signing a record deal and making a record at the age of 39, after years and years and years of having walked away from that dream, not thinking it was going to happen. And when I signed to my label, they all felt like, you know, Peace Be Still's never gone to radio. And there are people that listen to radio that don't necessarily listen to, you know, every worship song that comes out. And we think that this is a message that actually can reach even more hearts and minds. And, you know, Todd, we had no idea when we got on this journey that song was going to come out at the top of 2020 again and really be a song that could be released into the atmosphere as the entire world began to what? Deal with fear and disappointment.
Yeah.
And I just think it shows the testament that God actually does have perfect timing and that all of our lives are connected. You know, our willingness to show up that day and write a song rooted in God's truth was actually going to be something that we could hand off to other people 4 years later to be a truth that could anchor them in the storm of 2020 or in the storm of a health diagnosis or in the storm of the loss of a job or whatever that is they're facing. And so I'm just really grateful. I'm really grateful for this song and the message that it delivers about God.
Hope Darst, Peace Be Still is what you're hearing. She's been our guest. Hope, thank you so much for spending some time with us. So encouraging.
Oh, thanks for having me. And thank you so much for playing the song. Honestly, it just is a really special thing that God has taken this song as far as he has. And I'm so grateful for the message of it. And I pray that people, when they hear it, they are just forever reminded that Jesus speaks peace over their lives.